A lot of it is just, I feel like your perspective changes as you get older. You don't have time for certain stuff. You don't believe certain nonsense. I understand I'm not old. I'm in my 30s. 30s is not old. However, it is the start of old. I got a little bit of young in me and a little bit of old. I'm in transition, all right? I still get excited about concerts. I also get excited about Kohl's cash. I'm in transition. You understand me? And anything is dangerous now. That's part of it. Anything can hurt you, all right? I play basketball once a week. I texted a friend my age, and I said, hey, are you going to be here this week? And he said, no. I threw out my back, and I said, how? And he said, folding a sheet. And I'm 35, too, so I wasn't surprised. I was mad at him because we needed the numbers to run. I was like, come on, you're 35. You know you can't be doing that by yourself anymore. You free soloed a sheet? Are you insane? This is a doubles game for you now. But you're in this weird end thing where it's age purgatory. Nobody cares about you in your 30s. Old people think you're young. Young people think you're old. Nobody cares. Like, I can't bring up my aches and pains to a real old person. They're insulted. I'd be like, yesterday I exercised and my knees really hurt. My knees. A real old person like, oh, really? Your knees hurt? Is that your original pair of knees? And I'm like, touche. All right, you enjoy these last couple of years. I'm so sorry. That's one of the things that changes, though, man. Sleep. I get it. I'll always relate to somebody that's tired. I always relate. I feel that all the time. I could sleep at any time except when I want to go to bed. My body and brain cannot agree on bed. I'll fall asleep in moments like this, but if I want to go to bed, my body and brain cannot agree. I can be barely able to stand tired, and body's like, hey, brain, we should go to bed. And brain's like, totally. Let's do it. And then we hit the pillow, and brain's like, hey, real quick. Here is every single thing in your life that you're worried about. Here it is right here. You're like, brain, you gotta be kidding me. It's 1 a.m. We can't do anything about this. Brain's like, I'm so sorry. That's my mistake. You know what? Instead, here's some bad memories. Here you go. Also a scene from the scariest movie you've ever seen. Also, you have to go pee again. Get up. You don't actually have to go pee. It just feels like you have to go pee. It's crazy, man. It's a trip. Like, it's just none of it works like that. And then when you do sleep, you need that sleep. It's heavy. It's groggy, coming out of so hard. You know, iPhone has the facial recognition. You ever wake up so ugly you can't open your iPhone? Your phone is like, that cannot be you. I am filled with the most sophisticated technology on the planet. I don't recognize whatever goblin got a hold of me last night. If that is you, that's a big if. I can't be seen with you right now. You need to go down to Cricket Wireless and get a burner for the day. I can't.